From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The disaster in Pakistan is one of unprecedented magnitude. Those words today from Rajiv Shah, the administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development. According to USAID, some 17 million people have been affected by the flood, with 5 to 6 million in need of immediate assistance, food, shelter, water. We'll hear from Rajiv Shah in just a few moments, but first, we head to one of the region's hardest hit by the flooding, Pakistan's southern Punjab province. There, victims clamored for rations today. That scene was replayed throughout the country, where one-fifth of the land has been ravaged by the flooding. NPR's Julie McCarthy journeyed to several villages that have essentially been cut off by the rising water, and she joins us on the line. Julie, how hard is it to reach these places that are swamped by the floods?
Well, it's tricky business, Robert, but that doesn't stop thousands of people from making what is a very treacherous trip. I attempted to cross the Indus River, moving east to west, heading for a place called Dera Ghazi Khan. It's a major city, and it's a district in the southern Punjab. And, of course, the Indus River, is the mighty Indus River, is what has created so much of the havoc here. I never made it. I didn't even get close. But that doesn't mean it wasn't an eventful trip. And this is one of the big reasons that this relief effort to reach this very vulnerable population has been so slow. The World Food Program told me tonight, look, we've got the food. We just don't have the lift, meaning the helicopters and the boats.
And people now are homeless? Do you see them trying to get to cities? How would you describe the people you're seeing on the street?
Well, I think what most people have done, Robert, is tried to stay close to their homes that are either destroyed or very badly damaged or inundated with floodwaters. A lot of people don't want to leave. They're afraid that the house itself will be looted. And they have nothing. So they tend to stay on the roads near their homes. So they're living out under, you know, in the sun, the blazing sun and the heat by day and the rain when it comes through. And by night, they're under the stars. They're battling scorpions and they're battling hunger.
You mentioned the lack of lift, the lack of helicopters to deliver food. There's been some criticism directed at the Pakistani government over the slow pace of relief operations, and there have been reports of some unrest over the lack of food and clean water. What do you hear from people about the government's efforts and whether, say, for example, it's doing all it could to deliver those relief supplies?
People are supremely dissatisfied, and they seem dumbstruck, Robert, at some level. A lot of people just strike me as being in shock. And they really feel that they are poor and they're being ignored. No one's listening to them. No one's coming to see them. No one's coming to help them. You know, not many people died in the flooding itself here, but they're dying in the aftermath. They're drowning trying to get back home. And the Army has a presence and ferries people in rescue boats. But there's virtually no supervision of these crowds. And they're taking these risks not because they're foolhardy. They're taking risks to reach food on the one hand, and I didn't see a single NGO or a government aid truck today. They're trying to reach food, or alternatively, they're trying to get back to their homes.
Is there any ability to measure the damage to crops that are in the fields that have been inundated?
Well, the cotton fields, from what I could see, look devoured. And they sit in water the color of rust, just acres and acres of them. Millions of acres of cotton crops alone have been destroyed here. The Punjab produces 80% of Pakistan's cotton. And the estimates are that 20% of that cotton is gone. And that's going to have a huge knock-on effect to Pakistan's textile industry, which is a mainstay of the economy. But the economic damage is just starting to be understood in this massive flood.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
It's NPR's Julie McCarthy, who is in southern Punjab province in Pakistan, covering the floods.